Hello and welcome to this podcast from SearchManufacturingERP.com. I'm David Essex, editor of the site. ERP upgrades are more than just technical operations. Just like a brand new implementation, ERP upgrade projects can bring major changes to a manufacturer's business processes and to the daily lives of workers. So to be effective, an ERP upgrade plan should have organizational change management as a key component. Change management can mean anything from ensuring employee buy-in to organizational design to communications and training. It might include cultural and organizational assessments, executive alignment, and many other issues. What should be in your change management strategy? For answers, we'll hear from Cliff Sims, Director of Organizational Change Management at Panorama Consulting Group. With more than 30 years of experience at major consulting firms, Cliff specializes in helping companies to tackle the change management issues surrounding ERP. Welcome, Cliff.
Oh, thank you, David. It's great to be with you.
So what is change management exactly, and why is it important in an ERP project?
Well, the reason change management is so important is because change management really is designed to make sure that there's a successful human interface. Change management is the part of the project that really deals with the people. That's why it's so important. In order to really successfully get the benefits out of any ERP implementation, whether it's an original implementation or an upgrade, the users really have to be on board, as well as other people who will be influenced by the new technology. You know, one of the things I'm fond of saying is you've got a team of people working very hard to create all of the cool new tools that the ERP software will support. But if the organization isn't brought along so that the users are ready to use the tools, then the impact and the benefits really are going to be diminished. What we at Panorama say change management is really are all of the activities that are designed to ensure a successful human interface, important component of change management. It's really all four of those things, the communication, the training, the org design, and the benefits realization.
Your colleague Eric Kimberling has written that an ERP upgrade is more often IT-driven or more IT-driven than an original implementation or an ERP replacement, and both of those typically have more involvement from the business side. So what are the special challenges that are presented by that issue, and maybe any others that are unique to upgrades that you think companies should be sure to include in their change management strategy?
The reason ERP upgrades are more IT-driven usually has to do with the scope of the upgrade. Most commonly, when we talk about an ERP upgrade, what we are talking about is embracing a new version or a revision to the software that is implemented. The reason that typically these are looked upon as an IT project as opposed to a more operational or business-driven project is because, there's two reasons. One is a lot of times the organization is experiencing fairly significant project fatigue. The amount of time that it takes to do an ERP implementation can easily go from a year and a half to 2 years or even longer, depending upon the size and scope of the organization. And even done successfully, ERP implementations really are a very, very demanding initiative for an organization to go through. And let's say, for example, that 2 years after the initial go-live or 2 years after the go-lives have successfully taken place, it's time to go through a version change. A lot of times the organization really isn't too excited about the idea of going through something that at any level really resembles the implementation, not because it wasn't successful, but just because of the demands. The problem with that is the thing that makes ERP upgrades challenging, there's two, actually. To the extent that there were customizations to the code that were done to meet specific business requirements that the client had, there may be a significant amount of programming and testing associated with embracing a new version. Those issues may be technical if all that's required is simply to make sure that the customization continues consistently to function as it was originally built in the version change. And that is an appropriate IT role or responsibility in an upgrade. However, The ERP software providers are very, very good at folding best practice into their software, and the source of a lot of their best practice insight comes from their own clients. So, for example, you might have a client that's in an industry that suggested a customization. It delivers some significant performance as well as business model benefits, and in a later release, the software company might decide that what they want to do is implement that or make that available in the release itself. For every client that didn't have that original customization, as they review the functional changes in the new version, there's an opportunity for them to change their process and embrace a new business practice. That's the point at which users are going to be impacted. And when users are involved, that's usually the time when you are going to really want to focus on change management, because again, this could change their use of the system. It could require training. It certainly might require communication. In addition to communication with users, there may be external constituents of the company that are affected by this. For example, if it's part of the interface that a client has with their suppliers or with their customers, and information is going to be available in a different format or by a different delivery mechanism. These are the kinds of things that would need to be looked into. Now, the reason that this is a special challenge is because if you accept the assertion that an ERP upgrade is looked upon as a minor change or as a change that's really a technical change rather than a procedural change for users, it's easy to ignore the fact that change management really be needed.
Your firm, Panorama Consulting, has identified 5 critical success factors in change management. Can you explain what those are and why they're important?
The 5 critical success factors that we've identified are truth, accountability, leadership, engagement, and alignment. These all sound sort of generic and philosophical, but they're actually highly pragmatic the way we try to apply them. When we talk about truth in the context of an ERP project, we're not talking about not lying. I mean, of course, that's obviously something we want to avoid. But what we're actually talking about is being willing to deal with the truth, to have open dissent, to have frank discussion about how the system is functioning. One of the things that's very, very important at every stage, but especially in requirements gathering or especially in configuration, especially in testing, especially in conference room piloting or even in training, is that people need to feel free to be able to safely say, look, this isn't working. This doesn't work for me. Yeah, I know the software functions the way you wanted it to, but this isn't actually doing what we needed it to do, or this isn't better. This is actually more cumbersome. Sometimes that assertion, if it's made by users, isn't always correct, but what it does is provoke the opportunity to more thoroughly or better articulate the new process. But sometimes it is correct, and then those who've configured the process need to look at it and say, okay, I get what you're saying. How can we take a different approach and actually really get the maximum performance impact out of the software's capabilities for these users? The next one is accountability. In order for a project to be successful, but especially an ERP project, everyone needs to be clear about their role and their responsibility. After accountability comes leadership, and we usually talk about this at 2 different levels. Certainly there's the leadership within the core team, and that means to really exhibit the kinds of behaviors that are going to make the project successful. All the things that go along with good project management, good communication, tracking and timekeeping. But it's also important to exhibit, you know, the positive behaviors that are going to be required going forward, you know, being open-minded, being willing to discuss change and things of that nature. The other place that leadership is critically important is with the senior team. And one of the things that we try to stress is not only what they say, communication is very important, but also what they do. It's very important that they lend practical support to the project team and to the organization as they are going through the process of implementing or upgrading an ERP. Let me give you a live example. We have a client going through a multi-site ERP implementation, and our team needs to be composed of people who are pretty senior in their functional areas, their business process owners or function heads. At this particular client, on a quarterly basis, they would observe a physical inventory just because it was such a critical element of their business and their business model. And they would deploy a very significant number of the members of their management team to actually conduct or to supervise this physical inventory. In round terms, it would wind up basically chewing up a week's worth of time. During the ERP implementation, the CFO made a decision, and he said, this quarter we are not going to observe the physical inventory. We're going to look at the book figures that we've got. We're going to accept and use those for an additional quarter going forward. And the reason is, almost all of the people who would be investing this week to help with the quarterly physical inventory are members of the core team supporting the ERP implementation, and I do not want them to take a week away from this. This is a priority, and so we're going to continue to work on the ERP implementation. That was such a powerful message inside that organization that it was a priority. And so senior leadership in terms of the support of the project is crucial. The next one is engagement, and by engagement, what we mean really is priority. We've talked a little bit about this as well, but the people who are assigned need to actually regard as a priority getting the work done and also collaborating on the sub-teams that they're on. A lot of times there are cross-functional teams that are put together. You know, sales is going to work with customer service is going to work with operations and with distribution or supply chain. Those people plan time to work together at whatever stage they're at, whether it's, you know, configuring, designing to-be processes, supporting training, whatever it might be, developing training content. Their engagement is critical because if we have team breakdown through non-participation, basically we either slow the process to the point where it can't successfully continue, or we dilute the impact of the solution that's created by not getting the best thinking of the most important players. And then the last one, the last A, which is alignment. This is very important. Again, it goes top to bottom in the organization, but principally when we talk about alignment, what we're talking about is making sure that people are focused on their milestones and the timing to get those milestones accomplished. One of the things that we've observed is it's possible to have a lot of people working very hard who are very committed and they are acting in good faith, but they're not all shooting at the same target. We can have people going in different directions, and sometimes that lack of alignment can really create confusion and even difficulty, not just on the team, but in the organization. When people say, you know, we're really, really working right now to figure out what the scope of the functionality for the customer relationship management part of the system is. This is a live example. And the project manager had to say, well, no, not right now. That work is really going to begin in about 6 or 8 weeks. What we need you working on right now is some of the supply chain work. Obviously, it's got customer impact, but we need to focus on that. We've got some milestones that need to get done. And there was actually a bit of tension and some fairly sharp discussion on the team in order to get clear about that because, you know, frankly, some of the people wanted to start working on the CRM and they didn't agree that it should wait. They thought it was a priority.
What happens if you don't have a change management process in place?
The risks are that if you don't have change management in place and people are not adequately trained or the organization is not accepting of the changes, their breakdown can appear in a number of ways. People only give lip service to using the software, but they don't in fact do it. They continue to download information from the new system onto their old Excel spreadsheets for the purpose of creating the old reports, and all of that could and should probably be redundant effort. Access databases start to pop up. We call it the black market ERP that operates in the shadows of what was to have been the new ERP. The other thing is the system might take a process that was largely manual and required 4 hours a day from a person or for some group of people. It's now a two-hour a task or a one-hour task or a 20-minute task or a two-second task. But the thing is, unless some work has been done to help explain to the person how that time is going to be redeployed, the work expands to consume the available time. Users are used to spending 4 hours on this task. They've got a machine that's helping them do the task in half that time or less, but they can still make it take 4 hours. And it's not usually, that's not necessarily a malignant sign of rebellion. It's just they if no one's really explained to them what the scope and approach to their job is going to be with the new tools, they may not know what to do next. So those are the kinds of things that can happen. If you don't bring the organization, it will take much, much longer for the benefits to start to get realized, if they ever do.
Well, Cliff, thanks very much for talking with us today.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.